Corralling Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints will require incredible discipline by the Panthers defense, especially on the back end.
As soon as we got the words out, contain it, keep in front of you, there's Cooks running down the sideline.
Last year, the master of deception bedazzled the Panthers' young corners. This year, they head into this matchup a year wiser and with a sense of determination to uphold their end of the bargain.
Pretty much try to look at his drop-back game, see what he's looking at. I know he likes to lick players off a lot. He's a real good punt faker, stuff like that. And, of course, personnel, what they like to run out of certain personnel formations and stuff like that.
Offensively, the Panthers must win the battle in the trenches and get the running game going. When they do pass, it will take all 11 guys working together to protect Cam Newton, who got roughed up against the Bills.
You know, definitely in the pass game, too, protecting Cam back there. You know, that's something we take pride in. And we don't want to let him down. We just want to give him the best confidence going in every week that we have his back. And we're definitely been working towards that this week.
Ed Dixon will fill Greg Olsen's spot in the lineup, but it will take a village to replace the All-Pro tight end. Look for some reserves like Chris Manhertz to emerge when given more opportunities.
Obviously, you have to lock in and key in on things a little bit more because the workload is going to be a little bit more. But, you know, just sticking to my guns and sticking to the way I prepare every week is only going to help me moving forward.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.